Welcome to another episode of Spaceship Transmit. Today, we are in the process of building and launching our first ship. Some of the examples we have to choose from to build have been varied and come from both the future and the past, as well as current alien, military, and explorer type crafts. I've decided to begin with an Explorer 2A starship near the body of Saturn. Taking control, I immediately want to find out if the engines have very much thrust, or if warp would be the first option in terms of deep space travel. Initializing the engines. Indeed, I see that due to our retrograde thrust, the gravity is imbalanced. Now, taking a second look, we see Saturn to our right, if right can really be called a direction at all here in space. I'm interested in landing on Saturn, but I know that this is just the first planet which we must pass in order to gain a better understanding of what we do not know about our universe. Again, looking at the controls for the ship, I can rotate the outer view of our ship as well. After all, what would a spaceship be without a selfie cam? We also have rudders, elevators, flaps, accelerators, etc. But scanning down on my peripherals, some of the more interesting items which I have not overviewed yet are retro engines, hover engines, warp, and of course the optional HUD. Let's begin again with a main engine thrust. Locating main thrust key. It's not so easy to find as you would think it would be floating out here. Here we are. Okay. Well, we've centered on a white main sequence star, binary, spectrum of A0V, distance 109.05 light years, system diameter 20.00 AU, mass of 2.8, apparent magnitude 1 to the 1 millionth 89, absolute magnitude negative 0 m to the 69th, luminosity of 162.18, temperature 9520 K, metallicity negative 0.13. Preparing thrust engines. We have another number of other perspectives here, including a fisheye, cylindrical, or cube map. Our engines are a go. I repeat, our engines are a go. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Slowing engines. Look at her fly. It's hard to imagine us moving in this expanse. It's almost as if the star drives closer and closer to us. It's self-propelling us. Well, I'm going to restore our controls to default for now and do a systems check, make sure our battery is prepped. I'll add another update as soon as we're back online. The battery is still functioning and has been able to charge our systems. I will now begin an attempt to rediscover the flight path, which has gone on for the past few hours during our battery shutdown. And hopefully that'll be done easily enough utilizing the orbital tool. After looking at a map of the universe, I see we are still on course with Saturn. However, the ship is still not showing up on screen. I would like to do a test evaluation of the ship, make sure the hull is intact before we continue on, maintaining engine thrust. Congratulations, everyone. We have successfully repositioned our cameras and are looking back upon our ship with a heads-up display. Current bodies influencing us are, Saturn, it's a stable orbit. We can adjust that here. There is a indication on screen that we may have a chance to head for an area of the universe called Encladius. But I think that with today's system problems and system checks, I think just a linear flight path will be more than enough to... Oh my gosh, this is incredible. I just switched our lunar orbit. Heading is now latitude of -4 by 63 longitude, adjusting again to the right, up by 30, 40, 60, 80, 90 degrees, slowing orbital path, and back down, and slowing orbital path at 10 degrees. We have a planet coming into view. It seems to be... What is that? It's not Encladius. Well, we've ended today's barrel roll at -2 degrees by 16 minutes and several seconds, decreasing also longitude 54.27, also decreasing. Encladius is still registered in the HUD display. We are moving at approximately 318 meters or miles per second, but slightly increasing. So, thank you so much for tuning in today. But as we leave into the vastness of space, Jupiter trailing a few degrees, but barely within sight nonetheless. The nebulas off to the distance, just the big emptiness of space. I look forward to our next adventure, if we're lucky, if we keep this heading long enough, then the next time we meet, we may be near a star such as an orange dwarf. We'll see what happens. There's also as many as 6 planets in the system, although I haven't charged the engines up enough to get there in a timely manner. But then again, sometimes overnight, the engines keep working, long after we stop working ourselves.